heard us, so.
No, that helps us. I mean, it shows us
right.
Very strong in the issue. I think the tip-off, Mr. President, is the statement that...
McGovern made. McGovern probably heard about Yankelovich and decided to discount it in advance.
See, he would have the access to the New York Times.
Sure that we don't. Sure, well, they've endorsed him.
That's right.
So he said that that this is the year we don't pay attention to polls.
Definitely, he issued a statement saying the polls this year are meaningless, but the results aren't going to bear any resemblance to it. They're not really detecting the public mood. There's a great mood for change. Throw the rascals out. It's not being shown in the polls. See, he was discounting. Oh, it has to be discounting Yankelovich, a liberal.
Sure. Yeah.
Who comes out.
That's right.
With a 30-point margin 3 weeks before the election. See, his last poll. Yankelovich's last poll was out
right after the convention, at our high point.
Yeah, it was taken right after the convention, and it was published, I have it here. Oh, hell. August 25th through September 12th. So, that was the high point. This one was taken, I don't know when it began, but it finished this past week, Thursday, so that he's...
That sort of thing, this would show the McGovern thing is people beyond belief,
yeah,
believe me.
It has to, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Yankelovich, who himself is a Democrat, when he came out with the...
Yeah.
Now, you see, what you've got here...
And because, you see, this also is their October 15th date that they themselves set, and so they're 30 points behind. Now, what the hell are they going
to
do?
Well, they said they had to be between 10 and 15 points behind on October 15th.
Yeah.
So now they're 30 points behind.
Right.
That's better than 2-1. Well, sure, better than 2-1. If it were 54, say 57-27 is better than 2-1.
Yeah.
Put four leaners in on each side, which is the way Harris and Gallup, you got 61-31. That's damn close to Harris's 50-33. It really shows that nothing is happening. Nothing's happening. The wire leads on your speech, Mr. President, they're running very good, fighting the frightened. We've stopped the frightening trend of crime. We drive the drug pushes off the streets. Excellent. I feel like a complete jackass.
It's a hard line. That's the main thing.
That's right.
Right.
I feel like a fool.
Well,
I didn't listen.
No, you shouldn't. Oh, Christ, don't listen to these things,
well,
because Jimmy can read them.
I
never listen to anything.
Well, I do. I always
do. Right.
First one I've missed, but I
just... You know, on Yankelovich, I think that's going to stir them up, and I think Gallup is really playing a chicken game.
He has to be.
Yeah, that's great. Let him play.
He has to be. He has to be scared.
Right.
He may come out Tuesday.
Fine. If he does, he can't be far off from these.
No, he can't.
Because he's going to look funny in the end.
You see, we'll have a week from next Tuesday. We'll have Harris, who will be in the field this week.
Right.
I have a feeling, based on Simlinger, that there's going to be no closing. And if a week from Tuesday...
It's going to be hard for it to close. Hard for it.
Yeah, very hard.
Singer is showing no closing. He still shows 38, 39, 40 points. What the
hell? Yep, 39 one a week ago. And
he
went down a little bit early in the week and then bounced right back up after the... it's 40 points after the...
Vietnam speech.
So you see, if this week, if we... And we've got some pretty good things coming this week. If we
have, yeah.
With Conley's broadcast, well, I guess...
It won't go till Friday, unfortunately.
That's right. It's the World Series, Well, I don't think that... Personally, I don't think there has been any closing. I don't think it'll show any. Now, if Harris, in this poll, this will be the most critical. If Harris shows no closing, that's the end of that ballgame's all over. I mean, if he... Hell, if he's 20... Even 25, 24 points. 2 weeks before election.
That's right.
Which is when Harris will publish. He'll publish on the...
Well, they'll have to fold their tents.
They'll
have to fold their tents then.
Oh, hell yes. Well, I'm sure their money will stop. I would think their money would stop.
I think they're folding them now, actually. I think they're, I don't know what they're just getting money from the peacenicks, I think.
Yeah, I think so. That's right. And they'll get it from the left wing. I suppose they'll get all the money like Gold would have had it, even though it really was going down.
One fundamental difference you ought to point out to needle the press a bit is that, and this will be a column to be written that, you know, scaring us a bit, saying, you know, one of our people, like a Kevin Phillips, should say the Nixon should really watch out because it's just, while the margin between him and McGovern is the same relatively as between Johnson and Goldwater, the difference is that Goldwater had total opposition from the press,
right,
whereas McGovern has almost total support of the press in their hearts.
Right.
Aren't to put that out.
Yeah, that's a
good line, isn't it?
Oh, it's a hell of a good line. We asked Timish, I think, to do that. I'll check and
try it again
in the morning and see whether we got that, because Newsweek, by the way, is not going to do their poll of Washington correspondents this year. Doesn't that tell you something?
I'm afraid of it, yeah. Can't you have somebody else do it, then?
Yes, sir. We're conducting ourselves through Baroody, and then he'll...
Good. Have Baroody do it. Good.
He'll put it out.
Good. Okay.
Well, I think this is good, Mr.
Yeah, sure it is.
We'll keep sticking it right to him.
Bye. You betcha.
Thank you, sir.